This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. This is another narration. It's not about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I know that, subhanAllah, we've had a lot of stories about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but it involves Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He actually narrates this, and it's a well-documented hadith. And he talks about the hijrah and how when he was about to make the hijrah, he agreed with a group of companions to meet somewhere and they were to head out. And then the rest of it becomes a very interesting story that involves the Qur'an. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when I was about to make the hijrah, I agreed with two companions, Ayyash ibn Abu Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hisham ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. I agreed with these two companions to meet them at the land of Banu Ghaffar, behind the valley of Sarif. And basically we agreed that, we're going to meet there in the morning, and if anybody failed to make it there in the morning, then we were just going to have to go without them. So if it was just two of them that showed up, then they just have to go. So they agreed upon the time, they agreed upon the place to make their escape to Medina. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, so in the morning when I got to the land of Banu Ghaffar, I found Ayyash ibn Abu Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we had heard that Hisham ibn al-As had been detained and he was forced to abandon his religion. So you had one man now who was detained, punished, tortured, and he renounced his religion out of that compulsion. And you have Umar and you have Ayyash radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that when we were on our way to Medina, we got very close. We got, subhanAllah, they made it to Quba. And they stayed with the tribe of Banu Amr ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as they got to Quba, as they were getting there, Abu Jahl and Al-Harith ibn Hisham, they set out to catch Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. Why? Because Ayyash was the half-brother of Abu Jahl. So they had the same mother, and he was also his paternal cousin. And so they got there. And Abu Jahl and Al-Harith come to him, and they say to him, "Inna ummaka nadarat an la yamassa ra'saha musht hatta tarak, wa la tastadillu min shamsin hatta tarak." They said to him, "Look, your mom has taken an oath that she's not going to allow a comb to touch her head until she sees you, and she's not going to take shade from the sun until she sees you." In essence, she's going out there and she's staying out there in the sun and she's torturing herself, hunger strike, allowing, not combing her hair. And back then they had a serious lice problem, right? And she's refusing to renounce that vow until she sees you. So Ayyash radiallahu anhu, he really loved his mother. And we know that when people convert to Islam, that's one of the most difficult things in the world, the sense of betrayal towards the parents, right? So Ayyash radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started to feel that great sense of pity. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, "I said to him, 'Innahu wallahi in yuriduka al-qawmu illa liyaftinuka an deenika.'" He said, "Look, I know what your people are trying to do, your family's trying to do. All they're trying to do is get you to renounce your religion. Be careful, don't let them cause you to abandon your religion." Ayyash radiallahu anhu said, "Look, I'll help my mom fulfill her vow. I'll go back there because I have some money there anyway that I want to bring anyway. So now that I'm going in protection, I can go and I can get that money that when I escaped, I didn't get a chance to get." Umar radiallahu anhu says, "Listen, by Allah, when the sun gets tough, your mom is going to go inside. When the lice overtakes her head, don't worry. She's going to give up that vow. She's going to go inside." And he said, "You also know that I have a lot of money. I'm one of the richest people of Quraysh. And if you don't go with them, I'll give you half of my money." So Umar is offering Ayyash, "Go ahead and take half my money. Your mom's going to be okay. Don't fall for it." Ayyash radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, "Look, just let me go. Let her see me and everything will be okay. I'll get that money and I'll come back." So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he gets off of his camel. And he gives it to Ayyash and he says, "Look, this is a quick camel. This is a really fast camel. Don't get off of it at any point in your journey going back, so that if people try to get you, you can escape on it." Meaning it's faster than the camels that Abu Jahl and Al-Harith have. So Ayyash agreed. He took that camel and he's riding with Abu Jahl and he's riding with Al-Harith. And Abu Jahl says to Ayyash radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, "Look, my camel's really slow. Would it be okay if we tie them together so that I can go faster? Can we mount our camels together?" And Ayyash radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even though Umar warned him, this is his brother at the end of the day, he says, "Okay, sure." Ayyash gets off, and as soon as he gets off, Abu Jahl and Al-Harith attack him. They tie him up. They bring him back to Mecca, and basically they forced him to abandon the religion of Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when we were in Medina, when we heard about that, we thought that they had no hope. Meaning what? We thought that once a person abandons Islam, they can never come back. That's like the one thing that will never be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no hope. He said, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and this is the ayah, Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and indeed it is He who is the forgiving and the merciful. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. So go ahead and return to your Lord and submit to Him. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, when those ayat were revealed, he said, I took a letter and I wrote those ayat on a sheet and I sent it to Hisham ibn al-As, the first guy who abandoned his religion, and to Ayyash ibn al-Rabi'. Hisham then takes the hadith. Hisham received this letter from Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and all it had were these two ayat of the Qur'an. He said that I read it, and I said, Allahumma fahamniha, O Allah, help me comprehend this. And he said, then I and Ayyash both realized that Allah revealed these ayat for us. So both I and Ayyash, we got on our camels and we went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is an authentic hadith, and subhanAllah, what it shows you is that no matter how far you've strayed, no matter how far you've gone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is constantly calling you back with this ayah. You know, even shirk, which is the worst thing you could possibly do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just come back. And this is exactly what we saw happen with Ayyash and with Hisham. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also make us a people that do not despair of His mercy, that do not continue to transgress against themselves, and that return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent when they realize how far away they are from Him. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us tonight. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.